The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. We're going to start. This is Alan Ellis, by the way. This is the second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. And I think we're going to start this hour by drawing for the November winner of the CVA muzzle loader. So what we did was we have all your names from email and everything else all written down in a list. And then we have a court. We have tickets in a hat. And we have corresponding numbers to each of your names. So we started out with ticket number 205 and went to ticket number 275, something like that. So we had about 70 entries again. So take them in the hat. We mix them up. Pepe will draw. Let's see. What do we got here? Pepe Rojas is our new producer for this hour. And pulling a ticket. Hold on. Got the ticket number right here, 238, and that, hold on, that corresponds to, let's see who that is. Suspense is killing us. Let's throw my paperwork here. I've got a lot of papers to dig through here, a lot of entries. Ha-ha! 238, look at that. Mark Lamp. Mark Lamp. Congratulations, buddy. Mark Lamp has won the muzzleloader for the month of November from the fine folks at CVA, CVA.com. And there's Miss Fran. I'm guessing she's in the December contest. Good morning, Fran. How are you, dear?
Good morning. How are you?
Where you been?
What do you mean where I've been?
Where you been? Haven't heard from you in a while.
Listen, I'm trying to do so many things at one time. You only come on Saturday morning.
Well, okay. I get that. You're a busy woman. I get it.
Well, I'm trying to be. I'd crawl real quick. Listen, I went to a mall. I'm not going to say which one, right?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there waiting for my ride. And this man goes, I know you. I said, you don't know me. He says, yes, I do. I met you at Camo Day. I got you in my phone. I thought, oh, Lord, what have I done? Those little modern darn phones. He says, I know you from Camo Day.
How about that?
So anyway, we got to talking about the thing in March, you know,
yeah,
the Merrill Hunting. And he says, oh, yeah, I've been to that. I said, no, you haven't. Because I was there at the first two, and you weren't there. I says, now. He says, well, I must have went to the Moose. I says, well, you went to the something, but you wasn't there.
That's right.
So anyway, he says, well, I'm going to come this year. He says, so you don't have to sit by yourself. I says, I didn't sit by myself. But
nope.
It was kind of fun, but at the same time, you know. And then I saw his rings, and I remembered his name. And because I remember jewelry on people. But anyway.
Ah, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Where do you meet Robin?
I did meet Robin.
I know. Did you? What jewelry was she wearing? Do you remember?
Oh, I don't remember. I didn't pay attention. I don't know.
Oh, well, you got it.
It was unusual. And it was unusual pieces. You know, a lot of men don't wear jewelry, you know.
No, I know.
And
no.
Anyway.
Yep.
And so I said, well, I'm calling. I was trying to find my other magazine because I get all these magazines. Now, look, I'm going to tell you real quick. I have a room. I call it my, what the guys call it? It's my she room with all
man cave. Man cave.
Yeah, well, I got a woman cave. And I love it because then when I can find, I can leave my world and come into this room to your world without leaving the house. It is looking so cool. I've got all these T-shirts. I got a a T-shirt with my last name, Hunting Camp, you know, on it.
Nice.
Even my husband says,
well,
it is looking good.
Yeah, we're working on getting you a spot here, probably in the muzzleloader season, which starts next Saturday for 2 weeks, or the late firearm season, which is 2 days in January. So,
well, wait a minute.
What?
I'm going to talk to you about that. You know, it's going to be cold outside.
Yeah, I know.
I was thinking more like the spring.
You were?
Yeah, man. You
can't deer hunt in the spring.
Well, whatever. I'm going bow hunting, rifle, whatever I can do. When it's a little warmer. It's cold out there.
Well, we know that. That's what we do.
Yeah, well.
You want to step into this world?
Yeah, I do.
I'll tell you what. We'll do our best. We will do our best to make you as comfortable as possible.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness.
Uh-huh.
Cold.
Uh-huh.
Jeez. Cause you said, I said, wait a minute. And then you said something on the radio. I said, did he think I wasn't paying attention in class? You said, I'm going to walk her in myself, unarmed. I thought, oh, no, he's not. You're not walking me in nowhere with unarmed.
No, you'll be armed. I won't be.
What do you mean you won't be?
Huh?
What do you mean you won't?
We gotta make it your day. I'm not shooting nothing if we go.
No, I'm not talking about the bears and the deers and all those things. I'm talking about any other thing you need to be armed for. So I gotta look for a deer and then protect you too.
From what?
That's a lot of responsibility.
From what?
From what? It's a lot of things in the woods. You never know.
You know the things I'm most afraid of in the woods?
What?
Spiders.
Oh, please. I don't worry about spiders. They don't bother me.
Yeah, well, they bother the hell out of me.
I'm trying to think what bothers me. I know it's something. Now, bears, I don't care for. They have an attitude.
Yeah.
Refuses to communicate.
Chuck's got plenty of bears. Chuck was texting me pictures of bear scat while I was in the deer stand yesterday.
Okay.
He said, oh, look, a bear. I found bear scat in my apple pile. Thank you, Chuck. That's a very fascinating picture of bear crap.
No, he's not thinking of taking me out there in the snow and cold like that the first time.
Why?
All right, well.
Just relax.
We'll talk.
We'll talk.
All right, have a good one.
Where'd you go? You just quit.
No.
Hey, look, there's always spring turkey season.
Well, spring something, because I'll tell you, it's going to rain snow bad, and all. I've been reading these books of what can happen to you out there in the snow and the cold. I didn't think you would even be out there.
Fran, I took a day off school when I was 14 years old at 14 below zero, and my buddy and I went deer hunting, 14 below.
See, I've been reading these books about that. You got to be careful out there, and I mean, I'm
when Kathy and the kids and I hunted in Pennsylvania, there were several days that were 5 below zero when we were out there all day, in 6-8 inches of snow. That's the best time to go.
This is where I have to fall back on my origin. You know from whence I came.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And to put me out there in that cold weather like that,
mm-hmm.
kill me.
Mm-hmm. You'll be all right.
I'm supposed to be hot, well, and all that.
We will bundle you up. You don't need to worry about that.
Oh, my Lord. Are you serious?
We'll only go for a couple hours, okay? There's
right.
the morning hunt and there's the evening hunt.
Okay.
All right. All right, we'll figure it out.
Oh, Lord. All right.
All right, Fran, thanks.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Have a nice holidays, whatever holidays you're having. Okay, bye.
Bye, Fran. All right. Mark in Towson. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good. I called to say thank you.
Hey, buddy. Yeah, congratulations. You're a winner.
Yeah.
You're a winner. You will be receiving
it. You and I have something in common. Well, we got a lot of things in common.
You and your brother? Yeah.
Yeah, and one of them is...
Oh, that's right. Your brother... When did he win? Last year?
Either last year or the year before. I know. He loves it.
Yeah,
he really loves
twin brother.
CVA
absolutely.
Muzzleloader. Said it's one of the nicest guns he's got.
Yeah, well, how about that?
Yeah, he loves hunting with it.
Yeah, well, we'll get...
I am like you. I don't like spiders.
I hate spiders.
I hate them.
You know, that's the only thing about going in the dark on a morning hunt in fall. You walk through a big old garden spider web. Oh, gross.
Yeah, it's pretty disgusting.
Yeah, and then you go, you're scraping it off your face, and you're hoping the spider's not there somewhere crawling on you.
Oh. Right.
But over the years, I have eliminated a lot of spiders from my box stand. They like to get in the crevices and cracks, you know, and I have eliminated a few through a year through a, I don't know if we would call it attrition or what you would call it, but yeah, no, I just smash them. Yeah, when I see them, they go. I flicked them over the edge, and I, you know, hopefully the fall, the 8-9 foot fall will, you know, do something, but I doubt it. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, you have an exoskeleton, you can, you know, like Spider-Man, I mean, you have an exoskeleton, you can hit the ground and keep on running.
Yeah, I think they create a little trailing web, and they float away on the air.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't like them.
Yeah.
I like ticks less, but, wasps are not a big fan. I'm not a big fan of wasps in the blind either, but, you know. Anyway, I digress. Congratulations again, buddy.
Well, thank you. I'm really thrilled. I really am.
Yep. Well, I'll call you here in a bit after the show, and I'll get your street address, and we'll contact fine folks at CVA, and
terrific.
They will send that thing right out to you.
Great. Yep. I'll talk to you later.
You got it, buddy. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Now, that doesn't mean we're not having an ongoing muzzleloader contest, folks, even though Mark won the November. Pepe has got the form right there to fill out for all of you who would like to enter in December. We typically get about 65, 70, 75 entries, so your chances are pretty good, you know. And there was Mark. He won that one fair and square. That's, I explained the system. You're on a list. I number everybody's name, corresponding a ticket to it. I got the roll of red tickets right here. Right, Pepe? You see that? Red tickets? Yep, you can see it. And I tear the tickets off, and I everybody has a number next to their name, and tickets correspond to that. Throw them in the hat, mix them up, independently drawn, boom. There you go. All right, well, congratulations to Mark from Towson. Good for him. Hey, the Great American Outdoor Show coming up 2017, February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, the world's largest consumer outdoor show, 9-day event celebrating hunting, fishing, and the outdoor traditions. Of course, there's always a lot of entertainment. There will be exhibitors and events that expand span over 650,000 square feet, 1,100 exhibitors. You'll find everything you need to enjoy the outdoors. If you've never been, you need to go. The Great American Outdoor Show, February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. For more details on the world's largest outdoor show, be sure to visit greatamericanoutdoorshow.org. And now, deer hunters, JB Farms is Carroll County's newest deer processor located in Tawnytown. JB Farms will skin, they'll custom cut, they'll wrap and freeze your deer. They can make your venison into tasty bologna, sausage, or hot dogs. And JB Farms is an FHFH participating donation processor. JB Farms can handle all wild game, from game birds to exotics to big game. JB Farms can supply you with all natural grass-fed beef, lamb, goats, chickens, rabbits, or ducks, and even free-range chicken eggs. Now, here's the deal, the Outdoorsman Radio Show, Ellis Outdoors deal for JB Farms. $10 off when you mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show of your entire processing order. Call JB Farms to have your deer processed. That number, 410-756-5656. JB Farms, located at 3523 Harney Road, just outside Tawnytown, Maryland. Give Joe a call at 410-756-5656. One more time, if you didn't write it down, you can memorize this number very easily. 410-756-5656. JB Farms. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck blinds dealer. check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Walking in a winter Gunderland. I know, Gunderland. That's what Browning calls their rebate program, and it's available on all Browning firearms. Listen to this. You buy a Browning shotgun before December 31st, any Browning shotgun, you're going to get a $100 rebate. That includes all the ones I've been telling you about from the fine folks at Clyde Sports Shop, who is your full-line Browning dealer. That includes the A5, 100 bucks off, the BPS pump, there's your best deal, the Maxis, the autoloader shotgun, waterfowl hunting perfection. You ought to shoulder that Maxis if you're a goose hunter, that's for sure. Then there's the Gold Light 10-gauge, the 725 Satori Sporting Clays gun. All 100 bucks off, $100 rebate. $75 rebate on X-Bolts. Now, the X-Bolt is an extremely accurate big-game rifle. Comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. It's got an adjustable feather trigger. It's a great gun. I have one of them, I think. But the one you want to see is the new Hell's Canyon Speed. There's a gun for you. $75 rebate on X-Bolts. $50 rebates on the AB3. That's the package gun I was telling you about. That's the one that's got the walnut stock, the blued finished barrel, and hardware, and it comes with a factory-installed Nikon 4-12x40 BDC scope. Comes in select calibers, 243, 7mm 08, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm Remington mag, and 300 Win mag. Great gun. Best gun for the money that you can buy. And now you save 50 bucks on that and the 1911 22 pistols. $25 rebates on all Buckmark pistols. Everything at Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. Clyde's is open every day of the year, except Christmas. There you go. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire.
Start your day with Sean and Frank, Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Freedom, I'll keep my guns. Try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name, and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA, and y'all can keep the change.
410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We are taking names for the December muzzle-loading contest. Anybody who was in last week is in was in both contests. And let me make sure I've got those forms pulled out. There we go. And now the new folks will be on for December only. We've pulled November, and congratulations to our buddy Mark, who calls and has been listening for a long time. And now we've got December contest coming up. I don't know what muzzle-loader they're getting. I know that the guy that won the first one got a nice package deal from the folks at CBA. So we'll see what they send. We'll see what they send next. It's all based on their inventory. You know what they have. They have a higher inventory of one model or another. They're very gracious and very giving, and it's a very nice muzzleloader. So, you got it. Let's see. What do we want to talk about? I talked about the Maryland Horse Council and their intent to bring back their 2016 bill, which would end. The Sunday hunts at across Maryland at 10 o'clock during muzzleloader and firearm season, and I don't think that's a great idea. Perhaps you do, but we would recommend that when you hear about it here on the show, you decide that you'd like to show up and testify in Annapolis, if you would, and we'll be more than glad to welcome you. And it looks like they've got a legislative agenda here. My question is, what the hell do horse people have to do trying to dictate to the hunting seasons when they don't buy a hunting license or contribute anything to the system? Tell me that, answer that question for me, will you? Jerry in Timonium, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Alan?
I'm good. Thank you. What's up?
I'm just calling to enter the contest.
You're in it?
Thank you, and enjoy your show.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Keep up the good work, and I want to wish you and your listeners a Merry Christmas.
Well, thank
Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jerry. Appreciate that.
Okay.
You got it, buddy.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There he goes. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Been drinking coffee, but it hasn't been having much of an effect. I don't know why. Unless you think I'm talking faster or sounding more frazzled. I'll tell you, defending hunting in Annapolis is no small feat. No small feat. But, you know, we are citizens of the great state of Maryland. We have a General Assembly that has what we call an urban mindset. In other words, the population centers of Maryland have the most representation. And when you start talking about rural issues in Annapolis, And rural traditions like hunting and fishing and trapping, a lot of the lawmakers have no clue what you're talking about. Thank God we have what is called the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. That's a number of lawmakers who are pro hunting and fishing. Some of them hunt, some of them fish. Not a lot. I would say that there's probably less than 10 of our legislators in Maryland, of our lawmakers, that actually hunt. Out of 188, that's a pretty small minority of people that actually participate. And most of them are from rural areas, you know, from the far reaches of the state, Western Maryland, Northeast Maryland, Eastern Shore. And, you know, we've got them in there, but we've got to, you know, we still have to work just as hard because the people who are on the committees that hear the pro-hunting bills, are not necessarily interested or involved or even understand what hunting is all about. They just don't. And so You got to be very specific. And they do ask, thank God, they ask some good questions. We're able to answer them. And we've been able to succeed in Annapolis in the last two sessions with the initiatives from the Maryland Hunting Coalition and some of the bills that we've advanced and some of the bills that we've stopped and some of the bills that we've had repealed. And, of course, all that's on our website. So I talk a lot about the coalition. I talk about more if we had callers that would want to talk about different subjects. But since I got to fill time, I got to tell you more about the Maryland Hunting Coalition and about some of the things that are going on in the hunting community. And it's not good. Montgomery's a hotbed. Montgomery County is a hotbed of anti-hunting. Always has been and continues to be. So, hey, there's my buddy Stan in Western Maryland. How about Stan? So as soon as the call is screened and we get Stan's phone number, we'll be ready to put him on the air. Okay? Let me tell Peppy something. There you go. Let's talk to Stan. Are you ready, Stan? Good morning, Stan. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, sir. I was beating feet coming back from Western Maryland just to catch this contest.
Oh, you were? Well, you're in it now.
Now, I'm in the city now. I'm trying to hold on and talk to you at the same time.
Oh, I got it. I got it.
Well, as many years as I've entered, haven't won yet. Of course, last time I entered a contest, I said I do, and so far for 17 years, I have been a winner.
Hey, well, there you go. That's the way to look at it, buddy. You've been a winner for 17 years. Great.
Well, she's sleeping right now. She doesn't know what I do for a living. I told her I was a lawyer. Anyway, that's why she looks at me weird. But anyway, I heard who the winner was. Could you tell me, maybe, perchance, was I the second runner-up?
Second runner-up? We only pulled one ticket.
Oh, it's been breaking my heart all these years.
Stan, look, you know, I draw three tickets, and, buddy, you were second runner-up.
You get
a hearty. You missed by just that much. You get a hearty attaboy from me.
Oh man!
And a Merry Christmas.
Oh, and a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy Birthday.
That'll be in Fran's time of year. It'll be in August.
No. Let me be the first.
Well, thank you. Oh, I feel so special. I won something now.
There you go. And the admiration of our listeners, that's for sure.
That goes a long way. But I'm quite kind of glad listening to Miss Fran every time I hear her on this station that it will be quiet in the woods because about 2 minutes of her voice and I'm in La La Land.
Oh, she's got a voice, doesn't she?
She's got a beautiful voice.
Yep. Jesus.
And tell her to layer. I've been experimenting for years with, I won't mention any brands on the air because.
Right.
Unless it's a sponsor where you can
right.
get them down there to Clyde's.
Right.
But layer in fleece and long johns, and she should be good to go.
Exactly.
I've got to get out for that's half of my driving and standing outside in this mess.
Well, yeah.
As long as we don't hear the word vortex, we're going to be fine.
Oh, I already heard it yesterday.
I didn't hear you say that.
I didn't say it. I didn't say it. They said it on the news, and the word polar preceded it, just so you know.
I have got to get by the station one of these days early in the morning. I've got to get a sticker, two of them. One for the tractor trailer, two of them for the tractor trailer, and one for my pickup truck. Because believe it or not, there's some good old boys on the Eastern Shore and out in Western Maryland that have not heard of this show.
Really?
I tell them every chance I get. You listen to Alan Ellis on
mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they can download the WCBM app. There's a couple other radio apps out there that people listen all over the country, all over the world. You can go online if you're sitting at home. You can go on your computer and listen too.
This isn't a normal job, so if you've got one of those what they call the pigeonhole mailbox type thing,
yeah,
there, the pike still,
yeah,
tell them to stick a couple four of them in the box, and when I get a chance, I'll slide by there.
You got it, buddy. I'll do what I can. I will do what
all
I can,
Mr. Allen. Merry Christmas. A warm and wonderful holiday season.
Thank you, buddy. Stay safe out there. Keep the shiny side up.
Trying, Mr. Allen.
You got it, buddy. See you, Stan. Bye-bye. Go Stan, our truck driving buddy. That's for sure. All right. John has a fish story. Good morning, John. How are you?
How are you?
I'm well. What's up?
Well, I've got a little story I'd like to tell you that I'm not a fisherman, I'm not a hunter, but my buddy and I, we're both photographers.
Okay.
And this past Wednesday, we were up, went up to Harrisburg. We were going up to Three Mile Island.
Right.
And just looking for something to shoot. So we stopped at the bridge on the other side of the Susquehanna, and we went down under the bridge. And we were standing up there, and this guy was fishing down there.
Right.
And so we were about 100 yards away. And all of a sudden, this guy starts hollering and screaming. He wanted us to come down. So we went down, and he caught this fish. I mean, this monster. Right there along, right under the bridge, they have a fish way that pours down through there.
Right.
And he is, man, he's so happy. He's like, he wanted us to take his camera and take a picture of him.
Right.
So we did, and he's hollering and screaming, you know, boy, look at this thing. He says, these guys will never believe me till I show them this picture. And I said, what kind of fish is it? He says, a walleye.
Yeah.
And he went over to the scale. They got a scale over there where you measure how long they are.
Yeah.
This thing was 25 inches long.
That's a nice fish.
Oh, it was. It was beautiful.
Yep.
That's the first walleye I think I've ever seen.
Looked like a football, did it? Big fat belly on it?
Oh, yes.
Yep. Oh, man, I love walleye. And you know what?
He was so happy.
They are absolutely spectacular eating. They're the best eating freshwater fish, bar none.
Yeah, I know. I told him that's what I've always heard you say. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you like yellow perch, it's the cousin to the yellow perch.
Oh, I was wondering why it was yellow.
Well, no, that's because, they're a yellowish-looking fish with a white belly. They got a white spot on the tail and a white spot on one of their, a black spot, I believe, on one of their, on the top fin, if I remember right. It's been a while since I've seen one.
I said, boy, I bet you're going to eat that tonight. He said, boy, my wife and I are really going to enjoy it.
No, you're going to love that walleye. You're not kidding. They're great.
Yeah.
They're great. So.
But that's it, so.
All right, man.
All right, take care.
Well, do you still have the picture, John?
My buddy took a picture of him.
Yeah, sure, that'd be great. I'd love to see it. You can
eat. I'll get a copy of it and email it to you.
Yeah, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Right.
Cool, man.
Okay.
Thanks, John.
Care.
See you, buddy. There he goes. We got Kenneth in Baltimore. Good morning, Kenneth. How are you?
Good morning, Al.
What's up?
I'm just calling to sign up for the CVA muzzleloader.
Okay, you're in.
Guys.
Yep.
And happy holidays as well.
Okay, you got it, buddy.
All right.
Thank you.
See you later.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks, Kenneth. Okay. Wow, we got a few calls coming in, so... Yes, indeed. So, look, the General Assembly this upcoming year is going to be very interesting, very interesting. We've got the Horse Council putting in a renewed effort on 1061 to stop all Sunday hunting during the muzzleloader and firearm season statewide at 10 o'clock in the morning. Unless you think that's a good idea, I'd like to hear your argument, 410-922-6680. I'd like to hear your argument for that if you'd like to weigh in on that. Maybe you're opposed to Sunday hunting in general. I'm not. You can do anything else on Sunday that you like. And if you want to use a religious argument, that's fine. Don't go to church or go to church and don't go out to dinner. Go to church and don't go shopping. Go to church and don't do anything the rest of the day that involves somebody else working. Okay, you can do anything else you want to do on Sunday. You can go shoot a firearm on Sunday. You can go to the range. You can go to the local sporting goods store. You can buy a gun on Sunday. Why not hunt? You tell me. Cody on the Eastern Shore. Good morning, Cody. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just here to enter the muzzleloader challenge. Got that thing.
You're in it.
Okay.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Yep. Have a nice day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Russ in Dundalk. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Alan.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir.
Good.
Glad what everything's going on and doing. I'm calling to get in on the final contest of the year.
You're in it.
Thank you very much.
You
sir.
Got it, buddy. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, don't forget to go to CVA.com. That's right. CVA, our folks that sponsor our muzzleloader contest and give away three muzzleloaders during the fall and winter, October, November, December, every year. They've been doing it about 10 or 11 years now, and we greatly appreciate it. And if you won one and you shot something with it, give us a call here and let us know how well it works. You know, I haven't heard back from the guy that won the October, even though I called him and asked him if he got it. And I know the muzzleloader that he got because they copied me on the shipping. And, called and nothing. That's okay. Way it goes. But I'd just like to know that you get it. I'd like to know if you've used it. I'd like to know if you've shot it, if you've gotten a deer with it, you know, that type of thing. Let's talk to Matthew in Pasadena. Good morning, Matthew. How you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there, Alan, fighting this stupid first cold.
Oh, that's no good. That's
anyway, the type of one what Stan said about, I just started a new job.
Yeah.
These guys are all hunters, and I'm like, y'all ever listening to the Outdoorsman show on Saturday morning?
Yeah.
What show is that?
Right.
And I'm like, 6:80, 5 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Right.
Well, we're going to have to start listening. I mean, there's like seven of them in there that hunt.
Amazing. It's absolutely amazing to me that the people that don't know about this show. I celebrate 28 years next weekend.
I know. It's
28 years, huh?
And my boss is going hunting. He's leaving, as a matter of fact, this morning. I said, turn it on.
Yeah, I hope he did.
And so do I. So
yeah.
I'm going to enter the muzzleloader.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Merry Christmas to you.
Well, thank you very much.
And you can wish me a belated birthday because mine was on Tuesday.
Well, happy birthday, Matthew in Pasadena.
So you have a blessed day and have a great weekend.
You do the same. Thanks, buddy.
Cheers, bud.
You got it. Bye-bye. How about that? Spread the word, folks. Spread the word. Yeah, I mean, 28 years, and we got probably, 18, 20,000 listeners, something like that, all over the state, all over the world, actually. I haven't heard from our buddy Richard in New Zealand lately. I know they had some very bad earthquakes over there, and I hope everything's well with him. So we'll see how that works out. Maybe he'll check in with me by email or something like that one of these days. But, wow. We're almost at the end of the hour and we're still taking phone calls. Pepe, are we doing two or three breaks this hour? One more break. Okay, we'll do that in a few minutes. So that sounds good to me. All right. Well, what else is out there? What's going on? Well, here's what I observed yesterday in the stand. More deer activity yesterday morning. They shot a couple yesterday on the other side of the road from us, a couple bucks. Went down yesterday, a couple 4-points. I observed does that appeared to be in heat. I had a good chance to look them over. They're hocks. They're what's the gland called? Help me out here. The hocks, tarsal glands. Their tarsal glands were dark, both of them. Tails were at half mast, kind of an action that indicates that they're in heat and able to be bred. Both of them being followed by a single buck, small buck. Another small buck came out who was, I don't know if he was looking for my scent. I mean, you know, my scent attractant that I had out or what, but he was in that kind of a mode. And I think he caught my scent because the wind was all over the place yesterday. It was a very, very high wind and it would blow predominantly north, northwest, and then it would go south, and then it would go west, and then it would go south, and then it would go northwest. You get the idea. It was all over the place. So no idea where I was going to see the deer other than their established trails. But, you know, the two does and the buck were going a direction that I had seen them go the first day, but they were a little higher on the ridge and I could have shot them. They were 80, 90 yards, but, you know, observe them through the binoculars. And if it's not the right deer, I'm not taking a shot. I'm not paying that much attention after I determine they're not what I'm after. So, but I have observed that the secondary rut is kicking in, right now. So, you know, if you see a doe and you have an opportunity to observe her, make sure you look at those hocks and look at that tail. Those are the two indicators. She's holding that tail halfway out, and those hocks, those tarsal glands on the insides of her knees, if they happen to be dark brown or black, that means that she's ready to breed. That means be on the lookout for a buck following, because that's what they do. Let's talk to Mike in Randallstown. Good morning, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning. morning, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
Well, what's going on with you?
Well, I just want to say, early on in the show, you were talking about the Horse Council and what they quote-unquote want.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I got something to say about that.
Okay.
You know, there's people in hell that want ice water. But... But guess what, Al?
They ain't getting it, are they?
They ain't getting it, are they?
Yeah.
So tell the Maryland Council, Horse Council, to put that in their pipe and smoke it.
Well, we'll try that, buddy. I don't know if that'll work for them. They're pretty hard to. They claim that Sunday hunting is not a good management tool. Okay, that's what they claim. That's their claim. Okay.
Well. You know, what they do is not good either with these foxes. And I'm totally opposed to that. I hope you kick their ass.
Well, we'll see what happens. But here's, okay. Look, listen to this.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Deer hunters harvested 3,560 deer.
Right.
1,455 antlered, 2,105 antlerless. On Sunday, the opening weekend of firearm season, an increase of 1,146 deer from last year.
Right.
Hunting is permitted on select Sundays in 20 counties and has become increasingly popular with hunters across the state. Frederick County, where there's a lot of deer damage, led the Sunday harvest with 390 deer taken. I will guarantee you that there aren't 390 deer taken in a month on deer management permits in Frederick County. Okay?
Right.
Quote, Sunday hunting continues to afford hunters with more opportunities to share time with family and friends out in the field and woods, Pedito said. Wildlife Director Paul Pedito. This additional harvest day clearly provides a valuable tool in managing our statewide deer population for the benefit of all. So how do you think the director feels about stopping Sunday hunting at 10 a.m. in the morning?
Right.
I don't know.
All right.
He's the director. All right, let's talk to, thank you, Mike. I appreciate the call.
Okay, you're welcome.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Emmett, Falls Road. How are you doing, Emmett?
Doing good.
What's up?
Hey, you might lose my signal. I'm going up and down to some hills.
Okay, real quick.
You were talking last week about fox hunters, about some of the things they do, cut tails.
Yeah, the tails and the paws and the head off. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, well, I'd be honest with you, I hadn't heard that. We have them come through out here, a lot of fox hunters.
Oh, sure.
I'll be honest with you, most of the ones I've met or talked to seem, we get along real good. We share the property. We're guests on the property, too.
Right.
But I've never seen those type of things done, though. That just really caught me by surprise.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you, it happens. It may not happen in your area. It may not happen with that fox hunting party.
Yeah.
But there are those fox hunting parties in Maryland that still practice that. Trust me.
Now, you were talking about the deer kill on the Sundays.
Yes.
Normally, like the first 3 days are generally high kills.
Yes.
Did it have an effect on the rest of the week? Or?
Well, it all depends. I mean, you know, it can. It can, you know, once the guns start going off in muzzleloader season, the deer become more nocturnal. But the more hunters in the woods, the more the deer are going to move around. Unless there's another factor like the breeding season, the rut, or something like that. But the more hunters you have moving around the woods, and sometimes the weather, you know, like when the weather's cold right now, the deer need to feed more to produce more energy to stay warm. So they're going to be up on their feet more often. They're going to be feeding more often. When the weather was warm, earlier on, the deer could go and get a belly full of corn or soybeans or, you know, natural browse or whatever. They could lay there and chew their cud all day, and they didn't need to worry about staying warm or having any additional energy. But now they got to be on their feet more because, you know, the cold weather affects them more. A lot of things affect deer movement. You know, wind affects it, rain affects it, barometric pressure affects it, urge to feed different times of the day affects the deer movement, pressure in the woods. Sometimes, you know, you drive them into the bedding areas early and you won't see them. Sometimes, you know, they'll be all over the place and you don't know why. A deer will come walking out at 10 o'clock in the morning and you go, what in the world brought that on? You know?
You mentioned soybeans. Now, I know they eat the soybeans when they're green, but did they actually eat the seeds that are left on the ground?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought they had because I hadn't seen it, but I was pretty sure they had.
Oh, yeah. They definitely.
I think I'm getting ready to hit a deer stand, so thank you.
All right, Emmett. Good luck today. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. I think we'll take that last break now. What do you think, Pepe? Let's go. Let's tell the folks about the rebates on the guns at Clyde Sports Shop. The Browning Firearms, $100 on any shotgun, including the A5, including the Gold Light 10-gauge, including the BPS pump, the Maxis, any of the shotgun sports ones like the BT-99, the 725 Sitora. Straight $100 rebate from Browning. $50 rebate on the X-Bolt rifles. These are available. X-Bolts are available in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. The Hell's Canyon Speed X-Bolt. Man, that's the one I hope to own one of these days. $50 rebate on the AB3, the AB3 Hunter. I hope I'm saying that right. I hope I'm doing that right. Is it $50? Yeah, it's $50 on the AB3. Hold on. Maybe I'm telling you wrong. That's the combo package. That is that's the one with the factory mounted Nikon scope. It's the walnut finish, the blue walnut finish. It's a beautiful firearm. Great value as far as high powered bolt action rifle is concerned. Rebate on that, and then the rebates go till the end of December. All this at Clyde Sports Shop, who is your full line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linux at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linux Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linux Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linux Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linux and Catonsville Linux now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linux Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linux at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linux, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Attention gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing. 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blinds, and hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blinds website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Mark Levin. To take back the country, turn on your radio every weeknight at 7. 3 hours of the most important issues of our time only on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your hands start shaking. Your heart gets to pumping. Your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you've never felt before. Have you coming back for more? But fever, gonna get your boy.
Good morning, Norma. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. How can I help you?
I wanted to enter my son's name into the muzzle loader contest.
He's in there.
Okay, great.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye-bye. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you. Alan, I waited all day last week. Nobody ever called me to bring me a roast so that I can make that deer jerky.
Oh, boy. Did you leave your number again?
Yeah.
Okay, we got it.
Sure did.
All right, everybody's been hunting, Nancy. That's the deal.
That's the deal. So after they get their dough or
yep.
buck, they can bring me a roast, and I'll make some jerky and
beautiful.
Share jerky with the person who
provides it
to me.
Beautiful. Thanks, Nancy.
Have a great week.
Appreciate the reminder. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
There she goes, Tony in Baltimore. Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Morning, Alan. How's it going?
I'm well. How about you?
Oh, fine. I just wanted to call in, get in the contest, wish you a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Well,
and,
thank you. And you're in. Appreciate that.
Appreciate it. I'm going to go out and shoot some more clay birds this morning. So
good for you. Good for you, buddy.
A little chilly, but hey, there'll be guys there.
So. That's right. All right, man. Thanks, Tony. Right. You got the final word. Appreciate it.
Right up.
Bye-bye. There we go. All right. I hear the music. That means we're done for the day anyway. We're going hunting this afternoon. I'm going to pick up my grandson later this morning. We're headed down to Dorchester County. We're going to try and get him a sicka stag. I'll tell you what, that sicka deer this year, that was about as exciting as it gets for me. I was shaking. Oh, man, I was putting my binoculars up, putting the scope up. I